The following programming is sponsored by Mancini Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack right here, right now.
We are here on Liberty Bell Smack on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're here every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's prime time drive time for you folks in the East. And you can listen five ways, whichever works best for you. You can turn into WWDB AM Talk 860. You're not in Philly? No worries. We've got you covered on HD2 radio station 97.5. Or you can listen to us anytime, anywhere by downloading the WDB radio app or going to WWDBAM.com, click listen live. And better yet, you could call to listen or talk to us at 888-329-3306. And I am one of your hosts, Marianne Castello, and I am an accomplished author and also so excited just be getting off a tour with Nectar, the legendary rock band. I'm sure you'll hear all about it. And sitting in a green room. He was born in Pittsburgh and he was raised in sunny LA. You know him from his years in the rink with Extreme Professional Wrestling on TV. Over 19 years experience behind the mic from San Diego to Los Angeles. And he, if it's sports, he's done it or he knows all about it. Let's welcome our host, Mark Mancini. How are you, Mark?
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's kind of cool down in Los Angeles now. It was hot and felt like I lived in the Death Valley. But if you ladies get out of hand, I got that chosen producer there, Tyler.
That's great. And, you know, we have to welcome our lovely lady. She has a string of awards under her belt. She's celebrated as a fantasy novelist. She has compelling word weaving, pays homage to multitude of personal muses from Chris Claremont, George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and even Wonder Woman. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. Hey, Danielle.
I made it. I'm here again. I can't believe I'm here for show number two. So I came back. She let me come back.
No, you couldn't get enough of us.
Guns and Roses.
Something like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll go with that. Definitely.
Well, for those folks who are watching us on Facebook, you could find us on WWDB's page, or you could find us on the Liberty Bell Smack page as well. And you would see that what Mark was just talking about is Danielle is wearing her Guns and Roses shirt. So she's proud to represent that.
Little sweet child of mine, welcome to the jungle. You know, okay, I'm guess I'm giving my age away. Or you could just say I appreciate the classic. One way or the other.
That the Guns and the Roses.
A little bit of both. The red hair and then the guns. You see? It all works. Marianne, you had a pretty busy couple weeks, right?
She's feeling pretty good, even though the Giants got smacked.
I'm not even discussing it. We're not going there. We're not going there at all. First, I'm going to talk to Marianne because she was very busy in the last couple weeks. I think she had like a book launch.
Yeah.
You're coming off tour. What haven't you done in the last couple of weeks besides Windows?
And we did Liberty Bell Smack in between there too.
Yeah, exactly. So you were just like going one thing after another.
Yes, I am so excited. Couple of things. I was right in Philly. I was on the Ben Franklin yacht, which was amazing.
Ooh, you were
for the book
okay.
launch. Yes, for the new book that I am in, Born to Risk. And I'm happy to say that I am another award-winning author because I managed to get another award. And this book here, I am in chapter 5, and it's the title of it was, What Are You Willing to Risk When You Believe in Yourself? But this book here, they also made into a documentary. And they chose 15 authors for that. And I'm happy to say I'm in the documentary as well. And the people that I met in Philly was so beautiful. Matter of fact, as soon as I got out of the car to get onto the yacht, Emilio Roman and Danielle Roman, who were hosting this whole event, and this all happened because of them, they get out of the car and they're like, there she is. She's from Philly on Liberty Bell Smack. Right there in Philly. So it was fun to have a shout out with everybody that was there, you know, and it was just amazing. And unfortunately, it kind of rained that day, but it was a white linen affair. So everybody was bright white in the rain. So it made things a little interesting, if you get my drift.
I was going to say, ooh, awkward.
Yeah.
But it was great. Mark, I'm having a hard time hearing
you. Yeah, technical difficulties there.
Born to risk. I was almost about ready to say born to run.
It was, well, depending how wet you were, you could possibly be born to run. But I have to say, they put on a beautiful event. It just lit up the whole Delaware River. It was absolutely stunning. Wow. And the people that were there were so positive. There was the world's number one escape artist, Danny Z, and he's on all of the Got Talent shows and Great Britain.
Wow.
And he does these great escapes, extreme escapes, like from he'll light a box on fire, put himself in it, raise himself hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air on a crane, and has like 2 minutes to get out of this before it drops and crashes, like stuff like that. It's not your everyday stuff that you see.
How do you even decide to do that? Like, how do you wake up one morning and go, I'm going to be an extreme escape artist. Where do I start?
Well, it kind of happened. He was doing other things. His story is so compelling. And you could find him like on YouTube and all. And it's Danny Z, like capital Z, 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 Z. And he was on the boat and he's so positive. And he's like, now I had to write a book. So he writes a book, like how he does all this stuff, right? Uh-huh. But then he sits there and he finds you even at the after party. And he talks to you. But what he did, what was amazing on the boat, is he sat there and he goes, you can memorize anything that you want. And he takes out a deck of cards. We're all in here watching him. He's sitting there going one by one by one by one by one. I don't even think it took him under a minute, right? And then he asks for a chair, and somebody was wearing a hat, and he asks for a hat, and he puts it on the chair, and he starts having a whole entire conversation with everybody just about being positive and how you can leverage things in life and how, you know, you don't have to be stuck. And he goes through that. He's done with the speech, and then he goes, oh, yeah, about these cards. And he's holding them up one by one. He had the whole deck memorized, and he's dropping them in. Then I'll say, oh, wait a minute. Was that supposed to be an ace or whatever he was doing, you know? And then he'd go through it and go through it. He did it till the whole deck was done and he had every single card right. I don't know how people do that, you know?
Wow.
And I had another gentleman named Cosmos. He's great. He's all about becoming a genius like in 21 days. And he sat there and he asked people around the room. He's like, what number do you want to use? You know, give me a number 1 through 40 something, whatever. And he would write it down on an easel. And he's another one. He goes, okay, time this. And he turns his back to everybody. He's looking at the easel. 18 seconds and change. That was all it was. He turns around. He starts having a whole conversation, a whole lesson. And he turns around. And he goes, oh, and by the way, I still know all the numbers that were on that board. And he turns his back. And then he's sitting there reading them aloud. And they were exactly perfect all the way across. It was amazing, the people. And they've written in this book, the foreword was written by Danny Z. But they tell you how to come from adversity. And
some
of the stories were gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching. But how they changed that to be where they are today and super successful with their own, you know, entrepreneurships and all. And it's just, it was one of those positive, like, wow, I wish all of Philly could have experienced it. It was fantastic. So, you know, something different. So the question I'm going to ask you guys before we go to a break, what are you guys willing to risk?
Wow, that's a good question. You know what? I always joke I bet on red already when I did my books. I did not go to PA school and I had my acceptance letter in my hand and I had to decide, write my books or go to physician assistant school. And I risked that and I wrote my book. So I bet on red, I bet on myself, and I decided not to go the physician assistant school route. I don't know if it was smart or not yet. I'm here with you guys. So you know what?
Yeah.
I risked it and it was a good decision. So yeah, that's what I risked. And I wound up here. So I think I did a good job.
Yeah, I think you did. Now, Mark, what are you willing to risk?
Well, when I was playing hockey, the first year, I won a trophy with a 1.9 goals against. And I talked to the goalpost. So I'm superstitious. I'm willing to risk anything, you know.
Well, that's really great. But then look how far you've come.
Yeah, thankful. You know, hard work doesn't go unnoticed. You know, that's the way I look at it. If you put the time in, you're going to get the effort back.
Well, what do you think was your greatest risk for your greatest reward? What do you think that was?
I think doing these podcasts and, you know, building it up and getting to the point where I got the Pirates out 4 years running with that one. So I've been teasing them a little. I've been saying, you know, maybe the lucky number is 5 for next year and get into Pittsburgh and, you know, work with the Bucks. So that would be interesting.
See, not everybody could say what you just said. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's something very much to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is never giving up on yourself, because the minute you give up on yourself, some guy with a shabby jacket will hit your whole loop that you worked so hard for. So just stay the course and never give up and continue to get there, and the door will open sooner or later. Hey, you know that, Marianne. We've been through a hell of a lot together.
No, we have. But Danielle, because you've taken a lot of risks. I mean, you've been in the Olympics. You've done all kinds of stuff that we will get into on more of the shows about you. But what do you think your biggest risk was for your greatest reward?
Going to the World Karate Kickboxing Association Championships, where I placed the World Championships. I won the silver. I decided to switch styles. You know, I'd studied Taekwondo, hard style, for a long time. And I decided for some odd reason to take on Wushu, which is like gymnastics and soft style and running around and, you know, all that kind of stuff, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That's what I decided to do. I just switched it and did that. And that was a lot of training on my body. And then I decided to go to the master of this form I was doing, Eagle Claw, Jing Bong Jun, down in Virginia,
right,
and train with him for a full 8 hours straight.
Wow.
I couldn't move. I actually couldn't get in the car. Somebody had to pull me in after the first 4 hours because I got a little break.
God. Yeah.
I could not move. That was just an insane amount of training that I did. I got ready. I think it took me about a year and a half. And in between that time, I messed up my knees. I did a lot of stuff, got a concussion when I did a suicide flip wrong. All these things. I definitely risked my body and did some damage, but I walked away with the silver medal. I can't complain.
Right.
I should have won gold, but we're not going to get into that. We're not. I look better in silver anyway. It's okay. It's okay. Not that I'm still bitter or anything. I'm not. No. But I got to go to Disney World.
Yay! Did you wear your medal in Disney World?
The next day I did, yes. I did. I walked around Disney like that. I took pictures with Mickey and everything. When Team USA came out, Mickey led us. And so we're all walking out and I was skipping next to him, and somebody in the stands looked at my husband. He was like, "Oh, which one's yours?" And he's like, "The one skipping next to Mickey holding the sparkler." And he was like, "Oh." And he's like, "She's a little excited to be here. She's kind of into Disney." And I'm literally doing cartwheels and skipping next. And he's like, the guy was just like, "That's adorable." He's like, "That's cute." And I'm singing and "It's a Small World." And he's like, "Yeah, we're going to be here for a while." And just, I was really happy to be in Disney. So yeah, I was, it was good. I have a lot of pictures with all the characters. I have a lot of pictures in Disney. So yeah. Yeah.
Silver is like a bling color. See, I love bling. Even my microphone, everything has to be bling. So it's not that bad.
No, I look, like I said, I'm a winter. I look better in silver.
See? So I agree. I totally agree. Well, it's about that time that we are going to take a break to let everybody in Philly hear our personal family of our sponsors. And I have to tell you, when we come back, we have more conversations to have, and get that pen ready, because you could call us. We're taking live calls at 888-329-3306. And we'll be back right after this.
Somewhere along the line, the service industry took a wrong turn. But not at the family-owned and operated JT Auto Body, proudly serving its customers for over 25 years. JT Auto Body works with all the major insurance companies, so estimates will be accurate and worry-free. From full body repair to custom paint and everything in between. Located at 416 Primos Avenue in Fallcroft, call 610-534-1643 for expert work done right. JT Auto Body. Service done right.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds at Luigi & Giovanni, your one-stop shop for authentic Italian flavors. Deli, bakery, catering, it's all here under one roof. From savory deli delights to heavenly pastries and phenomenal catering, we've got you covered. Luigi & Giovanni, where passion meets Italian perfection. Visit us today at 3601 Chapel Road and experience the taste of Italy at Luigi & Giovanni. Give us a call at 610-353-4014.
Hi, this is Ed Vosbrook, former Major League Baseball player. When I am listening to this beautiful podcast, Liberty Bell Smack, I want to thank the people for giving me this opportunity, and it's been really fun. Thank you so much.
And we are back on Liberty Bell Smack right here. We're having some lip smack and trash talking good Philadelphia style that we always have. But we, again, like I said before, we went to commercial break, that you can call and talk to us live at 888-329-3306. Whatever is on your mind, we will listen to. And of course, remember, keep it clean. Keep it clean, folks. It's a family show. So then that way we can have a good time with you. And, you know, Mark.
Yeah.
You were telling me about a story that was happening in our neck of the woods here in New Jersey. That happened. And you were very heartfelt about it. And I think it's important that you talk about it.
Well, it's about 2 weeks ago to the day. The Gaudreaus, Johnny Gaudreau, used to play with the Calgary Flames and was on and off the ice with something. And then he signed a big contract a couple of years ago. I think it was an 8-year deal to play with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And him and his brother, I think, coached at Boston University or something. And they were riding their bikes about 8:30 at night in Old Man's Township in Jersey, about 35 miles south of Philly, I think. And they were killed by a drunk driver who was trying to overpass a car that didn't see these guys, just plowed them right over. And they were there for their sister's wedding the next day. So, I don't know if you've seen the videos, the heartfelt. And he's already had, you know, two kids, and his wife was 9 weeks pregnant with a third kid. So, unbelievable, tragic event. And you know, I reached out to the Columbus Blue Jackets to send my condolences and the Calgary Flames. So it's unbelievable when you hear these stories, how, you know, drunk never dies. It just seems like God punishes him. So he forces him to live, and you take two lives, and somewhere up in heaven, they're playing hockey, teaching people how to play it. Sad story.
Heartbreaking. Mm.
It's heartbreaking. Absolutely, yeah. It is.
Heartbreaking, yeah.
And I don't know how many of these stories you hear about, and, you know, people don't either fathom it or, you know, take something from it to really think about it. I mean, they're in the moment, but they don't think about the long-term effect. Preparing for outcomes, you know. There's no McDonald's tomorrow for this guy. And the funny thing about this guy that killed him, driving drunk, he was running the detox center. Yeah. So go figure. With all the things today, Uber and everything, you figure, how come you can't take a ride or get a ride? And What are you driving drunk for? Stupid.
In the days of Uber and Lyft, there's just no reason. And that's a third, I think that's third major athlete in just a couple, 2 months now, because the Vikings lost their draft pick as well due to a drunk driving accident.
On the other side, people are saying, well, you don't ride in the dark and rain and all that, but who cares? I mean, if you got lights on your bike and everything, you know, it was all over Facebook. The funeral was broadcast on Facebook. So it's heartwarming. And two organizations they played for, I mean, tremendous support of these two cities, Calgary and Columbus. And I've never been there, but, you know, just to see them, those two cities show the love is unbelievable.
It's sad.
Breaking. Yes, it is. There's no reason.
No, there isn't.
No reason in this day.
I remember years ago, I almost got killed with a friend that was drunk, and I tried to get the keys, and he said he was okay, and we were on the highway, and I had enough sense to realize something's not right here, you know, with him cranking up Teenage Wasteland. I jerked the steering wheel from the passenger side into the guardrail, and it popped. And I said to myself, I don't think I can bother with this guy again, man. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable.
It's senseless. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's really senseless because, you know, there's other ways of getting a ride. You know, if you, how many of us have gone out, let's be honest, you know, and had a drink or two or at a party, you kind of know when you get into that car, can I really drive or shouldn't I not be driving? And nowadays, like with all, like you could get an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, any of these car services, it's just, these tragedies don't have to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
They never have to happen. They never had to happen before Uber and Lyft because it's just common sense. And I've been touched by this twice personally with, you know, people very close to me. And it's, there's just no sense. And in one instance, I saw how it affected the person who was the driver and killed one of his friends in the car. And I knew this person very, very well. And when I say a good guy, I mean, just, you know, it was just a dumb mistake. And it was one of those moments where it was just one thing. And I just, it's hard to watch it on both sides. It really is. So there's always, you make a decision. There's always a decision. And, you know, I just, sometimes you make the wrong one and the consequences are life altering.
Well,
so
I mean,
I just don't think there's reason for it either way.
If you think it out, I mean, it's a pretty easy outcome to think, but they don't think it out. They believe they're Superman, and then, you know, I don't know if it's cheapness, they don't want to pay for the Uber or what, but
no, I just think they don't think.
This guy's done. I mean, I don't know how he's going to get off taking out two, you know, personalities like that. Good luck with that. I mean, I don't even know how a defense attorney is going to get him off. What are they going to say? It wasn't alcohol? Oh, God.
No, it doesn't matter. But heart goes out to the family, everybody involved.
Yeah.
Not too far from you guys, I would imagine, right?
No.
Old man's town. Yeah.
No, I'm not sure exactly where, but no, I guess not, you know, not too far.
It's not too far, you know, and, but, you know, hopefully the family can recover from this, you know, it's just, because it's so shocking, because it's so sudden, you know?
Yes.
It's different. Like, did you ever have people in your family that may have been sick for a while or something? So, you know, when they pass, it's still very hard, but you understand, you know what I'm saying? But when something's taken from you, whether it's your own children, you know, a loved one, a family, somebody that, like what you're saying in sports, people might not have known personally, you know, but is a fan and all, it really is, it really affects you, you know, you're just like, wow, I can't believe it. But it also makes you know how fragile life is too, you know, and to live in the moment and enjoy every moment doing what you love.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And one thing I could say that I know that we love to do is to be on Liberty Bell Smack every Thursday in Philly from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's prime time, drive time for you folks in the East. So you could always get join the conversation. And you could do that by calling into us at 888-329-3306. We would love to hear from you. but we also have some more members of our sponsorship family. And it, before we get to that commercial, you can find us on social media if you want to see all our smiling faces and what exactly we look like if you're not just listening on www.am. You could do that by finding us on all the social media pages, especially Facebook right now. And that is on the Liberty Bell Smack page as well as the WWDB page. You could even write in your comments if you're too afraid to call. So we will be back right after this with you.
Hey, Gina, what's the same but different, old but new, and gives you a familiar feeling?
The t-shirt you're wearing with all the holes in it?
Nice. No, it's the all-new Delco Cup. It's Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar. It's like 50 years old, Gina. That's as old as me.
Yeah, the Delco Cup. New look, new management. You're 51, Mickey. So I take it you want to go?
Kinda, but I know it's Thursday and it's Lady's Choice, so...
Okay, well, if it's Lady's Choice, Mickey, I choose a new t-shirt for you to wear.
The all-new Delco Cup, Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar, 209 Baltimore Pike in Springfield.
Somewhere along the line, the service industry took a wrong turn. But not at the family-owned and operated JT Auto Body, proudly serving its customers for over 25 years. JT Auto Body works with all the major insurance companies, so estimates will be accurate and worry-free. From full-body repair to custom paint and everything in between. Located at 416 Primos Avenue in Fallcroft. Call 610-534-1643 for expert work done right. JT Auto Body. Service done right.
What's up, everybody? This is Nikki Giss. I am the host of Rush Hour and co-host of New York Giants Rush. And when I'm in Philly, I listen to Liberty Bell Smack.
And we are back on Liberty Bell Smack, where we're staying connected, staying entertained, and we want to get the conversation started. And right now, because I think there's so many of them, I want to get into what we're going to be doing every show, calling Hot Topics. Hot Topics it is. And I see her jumping around in her seat, so she must have one prepared. Danielle, what is your Hot Topic of the week?
Okay, so this I totally didn't know, and I almost forgot this movie ever happened. Do you guys remember Warren Beatty and Dick Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. Madonna was in it, Al Pacino, James Caan, like Mandy Patinkin, really big people were in it, and I kind of forgot all about it. Do you know who holds the rights to this day to that movie and to Dick Tracy in general, and why we've never seen a streaming Dick Tracy or anything? Because you would think by now, with everything that's going on with comic books, we would see something with Dick Tracy.
No.
Danny DeVito?
Warren Beatty has been holding the Dick Tracy image and brand hostage since 1985. He has held it. He has been in a fight with Disney and Tribune Media. They have been brawling, going at it in court. But when Tribune Media went bankrupt, Disney had said, okay, we're never going to do a sequel. We're out. Tribune Media and Beatty went at it again. They went bankrupt, which left Warren Beatty as the only one standing. All the rights reverted to him. So he kept swearing, I'm putting out a sequel. I'm going to read you everything. That kept saying. So the courts turned around and went, okay, look, if you're going to hold on to it every couple of years, you've got to put something out. Well, Warren Beatty's over 80 now, so he's not donning the jacket anytime soon. But to keep the rights, he still has to produce some content of Dick Tracy. So apparently, he does these interviews in character, these avant-garde interviews as Dick Tracy, puts them on late night TV, like 2 a.m. pay for play. They go on YouTube the next day, and then he scrubs it so nobody can find it. And he fulfills the court order. And this is how he's been keeping the Dick Tracy rights this entire time.
Oh, wow.
It's like the craziest thing, and he's holding it hostage. I don't know if it's because he's like, well, you know, if I can't play him, nobody's going to play him. But apparently he does like these like little Dick Tracy interview snippets. And just does it late at night. I think he does one like every couple years, you know, just he kind of bare minimum. but then scrubs it the next day. So he puts it out just enough and then scrubs it off of YouTube or anywhere else so nobody can see it. So I can only imagine what they're like. But he puts the coat on, the whole thing, and does this character Dick Tracy interview, like just him and the camera. And that's it. And therefore, he can hold the rights. That's why we've never seen a streaming.
That reminds me. What was that song, Touch Yourself?
How the heck did you get from that?
Well, if you let me explain it, I can explain it. I mean, you're talking about he did it alone. He was alone. So I'm saying, I remember that song. Devontae's, Touch Yourself.
Devontae's.
Yeah. All I wanted to do. Yeah, I remember that. I don't know. It just came in, you know, when you opened the door and I just kind of kicked the door more down. That's all.
I'm talking about Warren Beatty being 80-something years old, putting on a trench coat, doing some avant-garde like Dick Tracy thing. And you went to the Divinals, I Touch Myself. I don't see the bridge there. I don't know. Maybe Tyler can jump in and tell me, but I don't see the bridge.
Now I got a reflection of the old Wendy's where the little old lady comes up. Where's the baby? He can 80 years.
Let's find out. She mentioned Tyler, who, by the way, folks, is our chosen producer behind the scenes here. Tyler, you want to weigh in to try to rescue Mark out of this one?
I'm unfortunately lost on all fronts here.
Okay, Tyler, thank you.
Not to put down Mark. I also don't know what you're talking about entirely, Danielle.
Well, okay. I think I played with a half a deck and God's got the other half.
Okay, Tyler. Fine. Don't worry about it. No. That's okay. We're just going to move on before he goes anywhere else and we veer off again into 50 Shades of Grey.
We will.
So you know what? We're good.
You know what, Mark? What's your hot topic for this week? How about that? I'll get you out of this, Danielle.
Listen, I don't need to hear any more about Taylor Swift acknowledging the Duck Dynasty brothers are one of them's her boyfriend. Like, as if we didn't know that at the Super Bowl, we had to actually find that out yesterday that she came out and said, why do these people look for attention when they already have attention? You know what I mean?
Well, she's in love and she's like, hey, he's my dude. Like, that's not cute.
Listen, there's a new song going to be called My Tight End is a Dead End. You know, that'll be the next song.
Oh.
Wait till they break up and she does a whole album about it. Just give her this time where she actually likes the guy.
You know,
we'll get the whole breakup album.
Yes, we will.
Listen, I don't need to deal with somebody that's about 80 pounds dripping wet. I mean, she's not a...
No, we're not body shaming anybody.
No,
we don't do that. No.
No.
You fine?
No. Just not my cup of tea. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'll take the green tea. I don't need the chai tea. I'll take the green tea.
He is trying to get out of this one. Mark, it's kind of fun to watch you squirm. I'm sorry. It really is because...
I need a translator.
Tyler's trying to figure it out and he's going, you know what? I got to bail Mancini out. He's thinking it's kind of like the Titanic.
Tyler's going, I ain't in on this. No lifesaver. He's looking for a lifesaver candy and he's going to throw it at you. That's about all he's going to do right now.
He's standing there. He's producing. He's got his cheesesteak in one hand and trying to feel like how he can bail Mancini out in the other.
Ain't bailing anybody out. He's backing away from the mic right now going, I don't know what's happening. Exactly. Thanks,
you know
Tyler.
What? You should take a survey. How many people are actually sick of the Taylor Swift movement?
Being sick of her or not, that's one thing. But, you know, the Swifties are the Swifties. They like her. They like her music. It's no problem. She may not be your cup of tea, but okay, cool. No problem. If she's in love with them and she wants to scream from the rooftops, go for it, sweetie. Because we know when you break up, you're going to make two albums about how much you hate them. Like you do with every dude. So if for right now you love, go for it, honey.
Yeah, like I said, that'll be the next song probably coming out sometime in the near future. My Tight End is now a Dead End.
we'll quote you on that.
Yeah,
I'll definitely quote you.
You'll get a
somebody's going to run with that one now. I just gave somebody a something to pattern here.
There's a meme coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the way I look at it, hot topics are always good, and we have more to discuss when we come back. But we want you to hear more from our commercial sponsors and our Liberty Bell Smack family. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds at Luigi & Giovanni, your one-stop shop for authentic Italian flavors. Delis, bakery, catering, it's all here under one roof. From savory deli delights to heavenly pastries and phenomenal catering, we've got you covered. Luigi & Giovanni, where passion meets Italian perfection. Visit us today at 3601 Chapel Road and experience the taste of Italy at Luigi & Giovanni. Give us a call at 610-353-4014.
Hey, Gina, what's the same but different, old but new, and gives you a familiar feeling?
The t-shirt you're wearing with all the holes in it?
Nice. No, it's the all-new Delco Cup. It's Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar. It's like 50 years old, Gina. That's as old as me.
Yeah, the Delco Cup. New look, new management. You're 51, Mickey. So I take it you want to go?
Kinda, but I know it's Thursday and it's Lady's Choice, so...
Okay, well, if it's Lady's Choice, Mickey, I choose a new t-shirt for you to wear.
The all-new Delco Cup, Delaware County's newest, oldest neighborhood bar, 209 Baltimore Pike in Springfield.
Hi, I'm Syed Shah, President, Pakistan Baseball Federation, and I'm in Philly, and I love to be here in this show, Liberty Bell Smack.
We are back on Liberty Bell Smack, doing that lip smack in trash talking good Philadelphia style. And we were sitting here talking about hot topics. But before we get hot, because I could see that you're very angelic, Danielle. And I see an angel behind you, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
This little thing.
Yes.
This is one of my tarot cards.
Oh my God.
My That's oracle beautiful. Card, oh my I should God. Say, from my prophecy of wow. the Fae coming out. So wow. this will be actually one of my giveaways coming out soon. And maybe, just maybe, we'll do something for callers one of these days.
I just got a vision.
This is not yet released. So this is my Serenity card that will be coming out. So wow. I have about, I think there's 73 in the deck. So this is Serenity.
It's beautiful. Absolutely.
Serenity now.
Yes,
now
are you hand painting them?
This is actually a photograph of me.
Yeah.
Then I go in and I watercolor.
Yes. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
My God.
I do a lot of, we do watercolors. We do all different kind of mixed media on all the pictures and all the cards so that you get a little bit of different things in it. But yes, this is the first one we're going to do because everybody can use a little Serenity nowadays.
It's gorgeous. And for, you know, if you're not watching us live, you know, on Facebook or anything,
yeah.
she's holding up this oracle card that has, it, you know, a beautiful woman in there dressed in very angelic. And the colors are so subdued with some yellows. I think it looks like blues and greens. Serenity. It's absolutely stunning. Where can people find this stuff if they can't see it live as we're talking to them?
Well, you'll be able to find it on my Instagram at Birth of the Fae. On Instagram, and then you could check it out, and I'll be releasing this picture very soon. But right now, this is a special preview.
That's a
everybody
nice
who's watching it and will watch the show, you're getting a preview of it before anybody else. So this is like special. So we're really excited about it.
No, it's but, absolutely yeah. gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So thank you so much for, you know, sharing that with us. And
yes.
It's beautiful. For anybody who wants to see it, you could see it on the show even later if you're missing us live. But getting back to hot mm-hmm. topics, okay? I don't know if you guys heard this. I know you have a Guns N' Roses shirt on, but everybody's familiar with John Bon Jovi, right? You all know
yes.
Bon Jovi?
Oh, of course.
Well, in Nashville, Tennessee, he was recording a video, a music video on a bridge. And there was a woman that was standing on the ledge of the pedestrian bridge during this. And the police said the encounter happened on Tuesday night. And it was the bridge is over the Cumberland River. And with that, I guess they were standing there videotaping or whatever. And I know that the video was posted on YouTube, but later it was removed. and it was showing the assistant talking to the woman, and the Grammy winning frontman slowly approached, waved to the woman, and joined in the conversation. And eventually the woman turned around to face the two, and they helped her over the railing to safety. And they said that John Bon Jovi ended up talking to her and hugging her. And he said he's not going to be commenting on the incident, which I think is really cool.
That's classy. Very
That's
classy.
Very classy. But to know that rock and roll people aren't as, you know, hard as people think they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, jaded,
Yeah, exactly. They are jaded. And I think it's very cool of John Bon Jovi, you know, to do something like that. And
yeah,
of course, the news gets a hold of it. So that's how I got a hold of it, you know. But
he's not using it to, like, capitalize. Him just saying, I'm not saying anything, and just kind of, I think that's really, yeah, classy. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah,
I really do.
I agree. Yeah, I do. I think that's amazing that he even thought to get involved. Like, a lot of people would just stand back and be too scared or be like, that's their problem. I don't want to do the wrong thing, whatever. So I think him to even step up is kind of amazing.
It is amazing. And I think it's really good. And I want to tell you what could be more amazing. If somebody wants to call in and give us a chit chat, I think everybody's scared and afraid right now. I really do. But they can do that at 888-329-3306. Again, it's 888-329-3306. We'd love to hear from you. And I have something to tell you guys.
You know, when you started off like that, Marianne, it's kind of like, oh,
yeah, spill the beans
a little bit.
Are you married? Are you getting married? What?
No, it's not that ominous. I have to tell you that I felt like a princess over the last couple of days because I went with Nectar and we performed at the Neen Valley Rock Music Festival. I have to tell you guys, to be in person to see this castle, it was the Grimsthorpe Castle in Bourne, which is next to Lincs in the UK. Absolutely gorgeous, phenomenal people. And I never seen, like, in America, you know how you go to a festival and you see litter all over the place and everything? Mm-hmm. This was so clean. You could eat off the fields. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. And what I forget about sometimes, and I have to bring up this topic because it was quite funny and it's so taboo. This is what makes it funny. I was waiting to go on stage there and they had what they called luxury loos, and I'm waiting to use the loo, which is a bathroom. Okay. Outside, of course. And the company that comes to take care of, if you will, the Johnny on the spots to suck everything out.
Oh, he was
there and he's doing his job, right? And I'm standing there forgetting where I'm at. Please understand. And I'm waiting and I kept, like, looking down at the time and I'm like, I got to get to the stage. What am I going to do? And all of a sudden he comes out and he's wiping everything down and all. And I said to him, you do realize, like, take your time because you're number one in a number two business. And he looks at me and he goes, pardon? And then I realize, oh, I'm not in America. Maybe I should have said that. Yeah. So of course I go and repeat it. And he looks at me and he goes, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Number one, number two business. I get, oh, that's funny. I never seen somebody wanting to hurry up to get out of there so bad. You know, he was gone in a flash, right?
Those things.
But it was funny because later on in the festival, I seen them cleaning out another one like a day later. And he's seeing it and he's looking at me. He's going, number one, number one. Of course, everybody in my band and all has no idea what he's talking about because I did not reveal.
I remember when in high school, might have been a couple of years after high school, that we went to see Cal Jam. That's when they had like eight bands.
Yeah.
And there was one of those outhouses. And somebody went in and somebody had to go so bad. And look at the, they tipped the damn thing over with the guy in it.
Yep.
Danielle's going, no, I can't take that.
It's harmless.
But this is what I have a question on. And here's one of my hot topics, okay? It is the toilet paper roll. Which way is correct to install the toilet paper roll? Because I'm sure in every household,
three in my house.
Okay, so it's not just me; it's everywhere. I just want to know what is the right way to install it because I know the way I do it. But apparently, every other bathroom I was in, exception of two, were all to me the wrong way. because it's over, right? It's not under. It's
so you proceeded over top, to change.
Yeah. Nope.
I just want to see Danielle cringe.
This is a huge bite in my ass.
I'm still thinking, you know what I'm still thinking when we do a remote? I'm still thinking about Danielle with that angel picture. Showing up at a remote doing that with that angel picture. There's that angel picture again.
Are you thinking of angel soft toilet paper? And that's how we got I don't know.
I think he's just complimenting. That's a good photo.
Yeah.
See? Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
thank God for Tyler.
You're an under. What are you,
Mark? I'm an under.
Yeah. Under.
Over top for
my husband.
Over top for Tyler. Okay. So
he will go in my preference. Bathroom and switch it. Because he gets so mad at me. And he's like, it's me. And then I go back and I switch the other way. And this happens. And then I go in his bathroom and I switch it.
Yeah.
And we keep doing this. Yeah. No, it's a
somebody's going to get tired.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Well, like Captain America. I can do this all day, bub. We can keep going with it. Well, I'm not.
This leads me to my next question then. Mm-hmm. Do you fold the paper before you use it, or do you bunch the paper before you use it?
Fold.
Yeah, fold. Mark. Mark, don't do this to us, man.
I'm staying out of this.
For once, we left Mark speechless. That was the job we had to do.
I think Tyler gave me the
Marianne. He got a big clap in a circle.
It's totally
just walk away. Yeah.
Well, it's totally full circle. I just had to ask these questions because I've never traveled overseas. I don't know if any of you guys have. So it was my first international trip. So I got to see things that I don't see here, you know, different culture. But what I have to tell you, though, and the people in the UK are just beautiful. They're so nice. And if you needed, you know, direction, they couldn't help you enough. I mean, they made us feel so welcome.
Sounds like going to Toronto.
That's nice, though. That's great.
It is. And the way that people treated us, you would have, you know, thought we were like Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band. You know what I'm saying? Like Nectar was there and people were like, we came here just for Nectar, you know,
and we
were in a tent and we played. It was like 1,000 people underneath the tent and they were all wearing the 3D glasses because we have the new Mission to Mars that we're doing. And to see everybody sing with you and do things, and they were standing room only, and they were singing, they were dancing. Yeah. It was the funnest, the most fun I've had at, you know, at one of the Nectar shows, and especially abroad. You know, it was absolutely fantastic. Right. Yeah, and it was fun to see different cultures and see how people do their things, you know. And,
that was amazing. I mean,
are you going to put pictures up on your social media? Like, of everything?
And I'm going to share something with you. I got
where can people find those pictures once you do put them up? Like, where are you putting them?
Yeah, they'll be at nectarsmusic.com. They'll be on my personal Facebook page, Nectar's The Legendary Rock Band page. But here was the album, Mission to Mars, and it comes with a commemorative book, and it's all in 3D. And you have, you know, some of the stages, even on the back of the cover. I don't know if you could really see that, but, you know, you'll see how big the shows are, and it's just brilliant. I mean, the commemorative book has all kinds of pictures in it, from even fan pictures.
What about the groupies? Was there a lot of groupies out there? Like,
yeah, a lot of big fans.
There was a lot of big fans, and some people had records from Nectar back from 1969, and they were bringing them, asking them to get signed.
I mean,
Nectar is huge. You know what I'm saying? It's over 50 years old, and they still have it. And this new Mission to Mars album, I'm so excited to be on this, you know. When the Amazon physical sales, we were in the top 40 at number 38, and it's now climbed up to number 24. So we thank everybody who's doing that. Yes. And it's on Spotify, and that's climbing now. Everything is going so well. So I thank all the fans, but it's just so much fun. Like, music to me is just fun, because I think music, people, like what we were talking about earlier with all the serious talk and all, like when you hear a song, any song, it brings you back to that moment you first heard it, you know, and you relive that moment. Yep. And I think that's what 100%. Makes music spectacular.
Yes. Yeah. Totally agree with that. I, It's funny. I have a playlist for all my books. So, you know, I always, when I write after I'm done, I do these playlists for each book. And it kind of just takes me through the writing process as well. But I feel like it also, I want the readers to kind of do that as they're reading and then associate the songs with characters and things like that. Because I do think it, music definitely brings an experience together and kind of cements it.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, because you do audiobooks, right, Danielle?
Yes, that's, I'm doing audiobooks first for a lot of my re-releases. Yes. Skyboat Media is doing them. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, that's awesome. And now, when you, where can they find it? Like to purchase ones that you already have out, plus you're going to have a new one, right?
Yep, they're all coming out. Locked Out of Heaven and Nine Eyes of Mercy are out right now. And From the Ashes with Fire, Ice, and Acid together are coming out September 24th. But you can go to Audible, Amazon, wherever you get audiobooks. I'm there. And I have two narrators, a guy and a girl, doing it together. And then they kind of act it out
once
we get to Thine Eyes of Mercy, because it takes place in Tudor England. Probably like a castle you were at.
Thank you.
there you go.
That's awesome. So,
I'm very excited.
I love the look back of Danielle with the gazebo type of style with the angel.
Oh, and that's Jason Seahorn. That's my little giant plug.
Wow.
She got her plug in. Now, Mark, you also said you work with
Pirates.
Thank you. I'm waiting for you to say it, because like every time we talk, it just comes out of your mouth. See that? He was lost for words. And how do people find you to listen to your podcast?
Longtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast. Tarek Brock every week, Mondays and Fridays. Tomorrow in Pittsburgh, with Kansas City in Pittsburgh. Yeah, we'll do it 7:15 in the morning, 10:15 your time. Yeah, great little show.
That is awesome. See, I'm surprised you didn't say the Pirates, because Danielle, if he, every conversation he talks about, he always talks about the Pirates. Doesn't matter what you're talking about, it just comes out.
Well,
just,
I'm Pirates. I know I'm in Philly.
I'm going to get an eye patch.
I had to do a geography lesson. You know, being from Pittsburgh, I thought the East Coast stopped after Pittsburgh. I didn't know where Philly and New York was. I'm educating myself now. Just like that angel in the background right now, I'm thinking about the Scorpions. Send me an angel. Remember that great song?
Yes. It's a great song.
At least nobody's told me, Mark, you got to listen to Tom Petty's Don't Come Around Here No More.
Give us time.
And speaking
we're only
music,
on show number two.
And speaking of music, when people tune in to Liberty Bell Smack and you're hearing the intros and the outros and things like that, I want to give a shout out to Rich Shalanda of Nectar, of Flying Dreams, and so many other bands, because he actually custom wrote that music for us, and we did the voiceovers and all for the show. So I want to give him a shout out. And Rich Landa is one of the front men for Nectar. So you can go to Nectar's music. That's NEKTARS.com. Yes. And you can find out more about all of us, actually. But I want to give a shout out to Rich, because when he heard we were doing this show and he's like, Liberty Bell Smack, he goes, I want to do that. I want to do that. So I just wanted to give him a quick shout out for that.
Thank you, Rich.
Rich is good. Better looking than Warren Beatty.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm not dabbling.
That callback, Mark, just didn't work on that. But I give you credit for trying on that. I'm going to give you credit for that. Rich is better looking, but okay. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I like that.
I can't wait to hear his response to that, by the way. I'm sure I will give you an update probably next week, because I cannot believe how fast this hour goes in Philly. It's unbelievable how fast it goes.
It
really does. And we have so many shout outs to give. So, you know, nobody really called in tonight. I think you're all scared, but
they're scared.
They're watching.
They're probably going to buy their Halloween costumes. They're scared.
Nobody wanted to hurt my feelings about Saquon and what he did with Philly. and what the Giants did. I think they were just, they were worried about my feelings, and I really do appreciate that, Philadelphia. I do.
By the time we start up next week, your feelings will get hurt even more because the Redskins are going to take the Giants out Sunday.
Look, I'm just waiting for the draft at this point, okay? I already know what happens. I'm waiting for the draft, okay? Next season, boy, we're coming back.
Yeah.
2025.
See that? She's going to have her game face on next week.
Well, she's probably got that sword in one hand, too, coming after us.
I got a lot. I got a couple of things.
Beautiful. What a great acquisition, picking her up.
Well, she did. She is all armored up. And yeah. I have to say, folks, we do have to go. We appreciate you listening for more subjects. And you could find out about each of us right on our social media pages. And for Liberty Bell Smack and from all of us here, I'm Marianne Costello, along with Mark Mancini, Danielle Orsino, and our chosen producer, Tyler, can never forget about that, on WWDB. Are you ready for our countdown as we leave the show? Well, here we go. Count it down like New Year, starting at five.
Four, three, two, one.
Liberty Bell Smack.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.